Hello, and welcome to episode 57 of the Game Slave Podcast. Today you have me, Assimilator. And because of snow in the Denver area and dangerous roads, I'm just kind of recording solo this time since our normal record date had about a foot of snow on the ground. Better safe than sorry in that sort of case. So what have I got for you all this week? Well, not a whole lot, really. I've been playing more World of Warcraft, got my new Warlock 260, threw him in Outland, and that was about all I really did this week, to be honest. I haven't played too many games. I have watched some random animes, but nothing I really want to get into right now since I haven't really watched enough of anything to get a real grasp on any sort of situations. Let's see. So, I guess I'll just go ahead and dive straight into news. So, first off, since I had mentioned the Secret World last week, and this had just come up, I figured I'd talk about it a little bit. Funcom now has somebody that's going to co-publish their new modern-day fantasy MMO with them, and that is going to be EA. So, EA's had a little bit of experience in the whole MMO thing. They did Anarchy Online and the not too successful Age of Conan Hyborian Adventures. So let's hope that maybe this one works out a little better for them than that did. I don't know if any of you know anything about what The Secret World is about, but basically it's, as I said, a modern-day fantasy MMO. And you belong to one of three different secret societies that basically run the world. Let's see what those societies are real quick, because I honestly don't remember off the top of my head. But that's why we have the internets. So the three societies that you will be a member of is either the Illuminati, the Templars, or the Dragon. Yeah, so it was the Dragon, okay. Anywho, so you'll choose one of those, and it's supposed to be kind of like a freeform kind of MMO. There's no real classes or levels, so you just kind of make your character as you go. Maybe they'll have some sort of point structure to determine how you have your character, and you put points into certain abilities in order to make them more powerful. I really can't say since I haven't actually seen any gameplay on this yet, but it could be a fun game, and I kind of like the whole modern twist thing. Yeah, but we'll find out more on that in the coming days as they actually get closer to some sort of release, hopefully. I think this game's been in production for probably going on 2 years now, give or take a few. Yeah, it's been just a little bit. Anywho, moving on from the Secret World, we have the 3DS. Now, it's recently just launched in Japan. I believe it just launched in Japan real recently, although either that or it was supposed to launch extremely soon. But, moot point on that, what I'm kind of talking about is the fact that there have been arguments whether or not the 3DS's 3D effects is actually dangerous to children that are under the age of 6. There has been something saying that the 3D images can cause images in eyes that are not fully formed. So it is advised that children who are extremely young, basically 6 and under, should just lock the 3DS into 2D mode and not use the 3D version. Health advisors and such. Well, then a story after that was an optometrist group actually says that the 3D effects can actually help uncover various subtle disorders that can result in learning difficulties if they're not corrected in young children. So, basically, it went from being, you don't use the 3D effect, to, well, it's possible that, according to the American Optometric Association, that if your child is having issues with the 3D viewing, it could actually be something much deeper, much more insidious, if I will, that could then just be, you know, revealed and lots of heartache and problems can be solved later by getting it corrected. Anywho, so I thought that was a little interesting. And then we also have, in other PlayStation-related news, all those wonderful PS fanboys that refused to ever buy a 360 can now get a little bit of a break. Mass Effect 2, a game that I truly enjoyed from 2010, is coming to Blu-ray and place in the PlayStation Network as of January 18th. And supposedly, it's not. It's just supposed to be some simple port that actually includes a. It's done in kind of the Mass Effect 3 engine, so that'll be interesting to see. And it looks like as an added bonus, the PS3 version includes DLC missions Overlord and Lair of the Shadow Broker and Kasumi. So us 360 owners that got Mass Effect 2 when it initially launched had to pay separate for those, whereas our PS3 brethren will be able to get those right off the bat. So that is an extremely good thing for them. More power to you guys on that one. Congratulations on waiting off. Your patience has paid off in this case. So if you haven't played Mass Effect 2 yet, I highly advise go and buy the game for Crimen Netley. It's an awesome game. I don't know if anybody actually cares about this, but it did get XPlay's Game of the Year. Whether or not that's just marketing ploy or not, I kind of agreed with it because I did really enjoy it. Let's see. Moving on from that, onto my weekly WoW news that I found interesting because that's the main thing I do right now. Amazingly, people don't like it when a game went from extremely easy to relatively hard. Meaning, people still are trying to play their heroics like they did in Wrath of the Lich King when they were overgeared, when it was a cakewalk to get through it. So, people complain, and over on WoW Insider, they have Ghost Crawler's recent defense against that. Long story short, he does not want people just walking over people, walking through things. He does not want, you know, a ragtag band that has no coordination whatsoever to be able to flash through an instance in 30 minutes. They want a heroic instance to actually be a challenge. They want it to be something that you have managed to do this, and it was a good thing. You worked hard. It was a actual accomplishment, not just going through the motions. They don't want healers to be able to pull up all the slack from bad choices on the DPS's thing. And overall, they want more strategy from their players. So they made these difficult. They're not impossible by any means. A character that is properly geared, which they don't even let you in if you're not anywhere close to geared because of their own version of gear score, which I don't even care much for gear score in the first place, so I'm not going to go into that, but you can't get in if you're totally undergeared, and they've just made them more of a success, more of a thing where once you complete it, it's actually a success, and I'm repeating myself over and over again. I apologize for that. Anywho, long story short, quit your whining. It's a heroic. It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be difficult. It's not supposed to be a cakewalk like they were at the end of Wrath. At the end of Wrath, we were all in high-level gear doing instances that were meant, you know, to ramp people up for raids. And we were in raid gear. So of course it's going to be easy. Let's see. And as I mentioned yesterday on the front page, because I am recording this on Wednesday, since I was lazy and didn't get to it till today, Verizon has an iPhone. That's all I'm going to say on that. Whoop-de-doo. Give me my Androids, my 4G Androids now, damn it. And with that, I think, yeah, as you all know, it's always shorter when there's only one person here. I'm, again, apologize for that. But if you want to check out more on what we're going up to or anything that we've put on the front on the site, head over to www.thegameslave.com. You can find links to our store, our forums, and you can also send us email to mail@thegameslave.com. Thank you very much. I'll see you all next week, and until then, game on!